We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh, by the way, who do you think is going to be in the Super Bowl? Because you were a killer on the last picks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You nailed it because we all went around the room. And we picked our four teams last week's playoffs. I got zero, right? Spadil got zero. I think Carson got what? One. Two? One. And you hit three out of four, Jamie. What do you think? All right. Cincinnati,
ooh.
Kansas City. I think, ooh, I know your pick there.
Yeah.
Kansas City.
All right. Kansas City.
Rams.
Yes.
Okay. So you say, yes, Rams and Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. That's who I'm going with. I don't want the Chiefs in it, really, though. Will you stop doing that? Does Lisa
I'm thinking.
Ever, I know, but does she ever say stop doing it? Oh, my God. It's like you're sucking your spit in and out of your teeth. Ooh.
I just, I'm hitting my lips together.
Oh, God.
I'm thinking. I think it's going to be San Francisco.
No.
So
what do you know?
You think San Francisco's going to take
what
down the Rams?
Do you know?
I want Von Miller to win another Super Bowl.
Well, that may be fine, but I'm just saying, I think it's going to be San Francisco and Kansas City.
Well, I kind of don't want Kansas City to go now because I don't like my own fiance.
So you're holding it against him.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've turned on him.
Yeah, I have. And I like Cincinnati because they're the underdogs.
Yeah, you've been saying.
You're
them.
Right. I'm changing my thing. I'm going with Cincinnati Rams.
You're riding the Bengals.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's
there you
I'm
go.
Going. Yeah. Mm. So I don't know who's going to win, but I think Rams all the way.
Yeah.
That's who I'm going with.
All right. Just checking on you.
Uh-huh.
That's me thinking.
I know, but so here. Oh, stop!
What?
I don't know. It's just giving me the creeps. Like, does she ever say stop? Ooh.
I don't know if I do that around her.
Because there's not
100% you do.
I've never heard.
Because
I've never heard. No.
Oh, she's never bitched at you about it.
I don't know. It's just something I just did on the spot just now.
But you've done it before.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't know if I've ever done it, but I've never heard. She's never said anything to me.
I feel like Lisa wears headphones all day, every day.
Could be the case. Yeah. Could be the case. Who knows? All right, there's a story about a DoorDash guy. And this is a great story because a woman had the heart to help out. The guy is like 90 years old. He's got a cane. He's delivering a DoorDash to a front door. He can barely get up the steps. It takes him forever.
He's 90 and delivering DoorDash?
I'm not sure how old he is. They don't say.
Yeah.
But he's very...
sad.
He's not very mobile, okay? So he's delivering, and it takes him a while to get up the steps. And then once he gets up there, you know, it's... Your order is here. And she comes to the door, whatever. She feels sorry for the guy. So she goes on a GoFundMe page and raises over $60,000 so he can retire.
Oh, that's sweet.
Isn't that cool?
Well, you know, that's not the first time this has happened. There was a pizza delivery guy, and a family felt bad, too, because he came to the door to deliver pizza. And they set up one, and it reached about that much, too.
Okay.
This is like last year.
I got a question for you, though.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you remember, about 4 or 5 years ago, not to rain on the parade, okay? About 4 or 5 years ago, remember that couple that set up for the homeless guy?
Yeah,
and
they
it was
were
all a big scam.
Yeah.
They raised almost $500,000. And the homeless guy, who, by the way, turned out to be fake, he was in on it.
Mm-hmm.
They were in on it. And they scammed everybody.
Right. And since then, GoFundMe, I watch a whole thing with them on like Mad Money or something. But they really look at these different things that for people that are raising money because they don't want that to happen again.
Right.
You know, so I'm sure this isn't a setup. I'm sure these really
They probably looked into this. Yeah. But it reminds me because every time I go to the grocery store or various places where I see people and I feel bad for them, where I see people that are in their 70s
and
80s.
Yeah, but you don't do anything for them.
I know. I'm just saying that I do feel bad, but I've never thought about going to a GoFundMe page and starting out a big campaign of some type.
I know, because you don't do anything for them.
Well, maybe I will now. Maybe the lights come on after seeing this story.
Really?
Well, not today. I'm busy today.
For example, my friends will back this up. So there's this woman that she was waiting on us, and she's pregnant, and she's kind of had a bad time. I gave her a $300 tip.
You did?
Yes. Aww. Would you do that? Nope.
$300?
Yeah.
No.
She cried and hugged me.
Aww. She did over $300?
Yes. And I was like, oh my God.
Well, that's a lot for a tip. That's
I know,
amazing.
But then after she was crying and she hugged me, I felt like I should have given her more. You know what I mean? You feel like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Take some more.
Give me $300. I'll cry and hug you.
I'm just saying, if you see people like this, why don't you help them out?
Because people are different. I think there are people, they really are. They're different. Not that I, like mean or anything, but for some reason I see it, but it just doesn't register to me to start a GoFundMe page to raise thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't feel that way, you know? It's just that.
But you don't feel that way about anybody or anything, not even $5. What I'm saying is you're cheap.
Yeah, except for when it comes to child support.
Well, I mean, that's court ordered. So. You kind of have to do that one.
You know, see, that's the thing. See, that's all right. So let me tell you something
when
about
a judge
BJ.
Tells you to do it. It's a whole different ballgame.
But that's why BJ's cheap, and this is a true story in my opinion. BJ's cheap because he was ordered to pay so much in child support and maintenance the last time that he feels like he was done wrong by the court system. So he feels like he saves every dollar because they already took so much from him.
Yeah, you never know. Could happen again. Who knows? You never know. You gotta be careful, man.
Preparation.
So I can't help the person bagging groceries. I'm sorry. I got my own problems out there, you know? Not that easy in this world.
Oh my God.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I think it's gonna be around 40 degrees today, and for tomorrow, more snow on the way.
What?
Yeah.
No.
2 to 4 inches.
What?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Really?
Yeah.
Where have I been? I don't know why I thought it was going to be like warm the rest of the week.
No, it's supposed to be around 40 degrees today and then 2 to 4 inches for the metro coming up tomorrow and then warms up for the weekend, I think it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all
I think
right.
That's the way it flies.
I had no idea.
You brought up something interesting off air. At what point do you freak out about your phone battery going too low?
So I think everybody has a number. Like you have a number where you see it and you're like, I got to find a charger. And I don't mean like when it gets down to 1% or whatever, because, you know, we all freak out then because it's going to die. But like a number where in your head you're like, ooh, I need to probably charge this now. Because I realized yesterday when my phone was at 40%, I was like, I need to find my charger. I'm like, oh, is that my number?
So that was a trigger for
you. Yeah, I was like, that's my number. Because somebody told me they had a number, and I was like, I don't have a number. But then yesterday, I was at 40%. I was like, oh, I got to find my charger. It's like my sleep number, Beth.
Yeah.
Mine's 45. Yours is going to be different.
Mine's a little bit different than 40, that's for sure. I probably dropped down into the teens somewhere.
I could not do that.
Like 15, maybe even 10%.
No.
But my battery life on my phone's pretty darn good.
Yeah,
it
but
can
I'm,
hang
not talking,
at 15.
I'm not talking about how much battery you use. I'm just saying, like, there's a number. 10 is too little. Oh, yeah. God.
But you also say that you go to bed and it's at like 10% and you won't charge it overnight.
No,
which scares me. What
I'm saying is that I know how long that 10% will last. So I know it's going to make it all die.
So you got to gauge.
And I know on the next morning I get in my vehicle, I plug in the phone, blah, 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 and I'm fine when I get
here. See, I couldn't do 10% because my alarms are on there and I'd be like,
oh, yeah.
Some
no.
app started running or something and would just suck it dry.
My phone is always plugged in at night, no matter what it is, and it's always right next to my head. So I
Mine too. I plug mine in every single night. I can't believe you don't plug it in every night.
No.
Mm-mm. You're not human.
You're living on the edge.
I don't use an alarm.
It doesn't matter. You still plug it in every night.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
I just sit it on the side.
No, you plug it in while you sit it on the side.
100% agree.
Oh my God.
Spadil, what's your number?
I'm going to say like 15-20% because that's where I have to stop using it so that I can know that it's going to live if I need like an emergency or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you conserve energy.
Exactly.
Yeah. And do you plug yours in every night?
Every night.
I know. He's not human.
That's psychopath.
Well, you guys.
No, you are a psychopath.
Well, how am I a psychopath?
Because you don't plug in your phone every night. That's crazy. That's crazy
talk. I don't have to plug it in every night. I know how long
it's... There's three of us and we all have to do it.
You're like the only person in America that doesn't plug
it in every night.
Oh, that's not true.
It is true. You're an anomaly.
Text 801059.
Well, you're going to get four people.
Well, then you should get 40 if what you're saying is true.
What do you mean?
You said I'll get four people. Well,
everybody.
Be 40
will be, oh yeah, for
that
sure.
will say for sure they plug it in every single night when you go to bed.
We should put you in a museum.
But I don't have a
charge admission.
I've never set up an outlet close to where I am at night because I take the phone to bed. So I don't have it set up that way.
But I mean, I take mine to bed too. But I plug in right there, and then it sits where I can actually see it.
Yeah.
It's on a shelf, a little shelf thing that plugs in.
I wait till the next morning. I make sure that it's got enough battery to get me through the night, which is fine. And then by the next morning, I get to my vehicle, I plug it in, and boom.
We should put you outside and I'll charge like $5 for people to come and look at you.
In a cage. Put me in a cage somewhere. Like the bearded lady, right?
BJ and Jamie.
I'm eating a Kind bar.
A what?
A Kind bar, so I've kind of got a peanut stuck in my throat.
Sorry. It's okay.
I had to have some food, taking some medication. So I brought in a Kind bar.
Oh, yeah, those are...
Well,
those,
they're very kind to you.
Well, right, they're all natural, right?
I don't know what they are.
Oh.
They got chocolate in them, that's all I care, right?
You know, I realize that I'm a 15-year-old in my head.
What's that?
I think, you know, we were talking about how you kind of conform to people that you're around and all that. I've become 15. So I'm just scrolling through some of the news articles, and it just says the 2022 Motorboat Awards have been announced, and all I can think of is boobs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's 15.
I know, like, what is wrong with me? Like, when did that happen? Oh, my God. Something is so wrong with me.
All right, yesterday we talked about this. Schmidl and his hair. What's he going to do, okay?
Yeah.
We went extensively into this yesterday. We're talking about you and getting your hair plugs, if you're going to stay bald, what decision you're going to make. And you've been on the fence lately, according to Jamie. She was telling me this. I just found out. But I guess you've made the decision. You're going to go forward, or have you rethought it? What's going on with you?
I'm going to go full send with the hair, man. I don't want to live with like the what if I don't do it.
Full send.
Yeah. All in.
All right, so on February 24th, you have an appointment, and you're going to keep the appointment, and you're going in to get the hair plugs.
Yep, I'm going to go down to Medical Man Cave, and I'm going to get the hair plugs done.
Oh, I like that little plug you just did.
Yeah, yeah. You threw it right in there because you need that.
Yeah. So they do
plugs
a really good
plugs,
job,
man.
Right?
Yeah. You get a plug per plug.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, I mean, you know, the only thing is, have you guys noticed anything?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
I know exactly what you're about to say.
How could you not notice it?
Notice what?
He rubs it in our face.
What?
How hot you think you really are.
Yeah, and the need to tell us.
Yes.
Like every second of every day.
Well, no, why can't I feel good about myself? I've never felt hot in my entire life, and now I do. What's wrong with that?
I think it's the part of always telling us.
Oh. We don't even know about it.
Okay.
I think I love your confidence. I think that's fantastic. Yeah. I just wonder,
Well, I had someone private message me on Instagram last night and tell me that I was hot. That's literally never happened in my entire life. I was really excited about it.
She's a 23-year-old and she thinks I'm really
hot. She's 10 years younger than me and she still thinks I'm hot.
Yeah,
so that's awesome.
Okay, that's fine. Don't get defensive and high-pitched.
Sorry.
It's just that the day before, you told Carson and I, I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, man, I look good.
Yeah, well, because I've been going to Vasa, I have some abs going now. I feel pretty good about my arms, you know? Get some lats going.
Yeah.
BJ, please don't ever come in and just tell us how great you look.
I don't have to. You guys see it daily.
We really do. We take it all in. No, yeah.
I think it is, Spadil, that I get it, and we're happy for you. Mm-hmm. Don't get us wrong. We're happy for you. You are looking better. And I say that, but yeah, I think that you cutting the hair off, I think it helped a ton. I think that the plugs may even help even more. I have no idea, but it's just the consistency that you keep coming in here and telling us about your DMs and the hot women that are reaching out to you and whatever. You realize at some point it's starting to get old with us.
Haven't you had that friend that like
over
exaggerates things all the time and you're like, okay.
Well, he's known for that to begin with. Okay? So who knows if he even has a DM? Right. I mean, it all could be a lie for all I know, but it's something going on with you that you're really
needing us to know.
Yeah, you're needing us to know.
I want acknowledgement, yeah.
Okay, you want us to stroke your ego.
But yeah. I believe I've told you a million times it looks great. You look amazing.
Uh-huh.
So you already know that I think you look amazing. I just don't know why you have to come here in the morning and then like let me know that other people think you look amazing.
Because I feel good about it. I don't know.
And you realize that we're the ones that came up with the idea for you to go ahead and move forward and cut the hair off and just wear it and own it.
Yeah, you guys are geniuses.
We're behind you.
Now, see, that genius part you can keep telling us every day.
Okay.
That's the part you can keep saying. It's the chicks that are in the DMs that we are tired of.
Okay.
But the genius thing, we'll run with that.
All right.
No, it's fine. We are happy for you. It's funny because you don't know what happens in this room, and it's not fair because you're in another room, right? Mm-hmm. So when you came in here this morning and you're like, yeah, this girl totally hit me up. She said I look hot, whatever, and you walk out. Everybody kind of went, ugh.
And here's the fear of it all, okay? The fear is that when you get the plugs, you're going to look even better.
Yeah.
Even better. Oh. And you're about to take this to a level that we won't be able to stand you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'll keep note of that.
So
yeah.
If we're seeing it already, can you imagine if you come out of this looking like Fabio?
Yeah.
You're going to drive us nuts, bud. You're going to drive us nuts.
But we're happy for you.
Thank you.
We're so happy. We're so happy for you. We're totally happy for you.
Yeah, we're happy for you. Yeah. Sorry, buddy. I hate to put you on the spot like that.
That's fine.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We mentioned this earlier this morning. Whoa. We mentioned this earlier this morning that if you're planning to go out to the Children's Museum later on today, don't, because it's closed.
Yeah, it sure is.
They shut it down for 10 days because of you parents. You've got out there with your children to the Children's Museum, and what you've done is you've walked in there and said, I'm not going to wear a mask. And then you berated them, and they closed up the doors.
Yeah, it must have been really bad for them to close.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, it is really an odd story.
Here it is.
Just about every day for decades, the Children's Museum downtown has been a safe space for many. But now the museum is temporarily closed down. Not due to a COVID outbreak, but due to parents refusing to wear masks. The museum posted online that recently parents have objected to the facility's mask mandate and have been taking their anger out on staff. So now the museum is turning away visitors for 10 days. The CEO writing, objections to our mask policy have been increasingly directed at our staff in inappropriate ways, making it difficult to provide the type of welcoming and playful experience families expect when they visit the museum. It became apparent that the only way to address the issue was through a temporary closure.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Yeah, you're right. It must have gotten ugly out there.
Yeah, I guess so.
Parents must be like throwing stuff at them or something.
But I think you said it best when you said, listen, if you don't want to wear a mask and somebody has a mask mandate, just don't go.
Yeah, now, did you see the story, the upcoming Super Bowl, which is, by the way, 2 weeks from this Sunday, okay? If you go to the game, if you've got tickets to the game, everybody that walks through the gate for the Super Bowl will get the N95 mask. And they're saying that you will be required to wear it. You think that's going to happen?
Well, yeah, I do. because it's California, right? And their mandate's really strict and all that.
Yep.
And I will tell you, as somebody that went to the game here at the Broncos against the Rams, remember during the pandemic, they were asshats about it. I mean, they were, they hire a different, a private team, like a security team, and that guy just stared at me. Like, I would talk to my friend and take a drink of my beer, and he's like, don't talk to your friend with your mask down. I'm like, I'm taking a drink. Like, what? I mean, that guy was all over me. It's like he picked me out, and I'm not an anti-masker, so he picked the wrong person.
Yeah. No, he had a grudge against you. Once he saw you do it one time, it was on.
It was so bizarre to me. I was like, why is he picking on me? Literally, it was nuts. So yeah, I do think that.
I don't think it's going to happen at the Super Bowl.
I do.
And here's why. It's because of the way they worded it. They worded it like, we're going to make sure that we remind you to put your mask on. But they never said that it's a mandate. So I think people that are going to the Super Bowl, which are paying thousands of dollars to see this game, I don't think they're going to halfway. I don't even think half of them will wear it.
Well, it says they're going to be doing an extensive outreach to remind attendees to wear their mask. Yeah. That means asshats like the guy that was behind me will be there to tell you, put your mask up.
Yeah,
put
I feel like they're going to go over the top.
Put
with
your mask
it.
Up. Yep. Yeah. The other thing, though, I hate about the Super Bowl, this really irritates me. These stupid commercials are already coming out.
Yeah, I know. I hate that.
I do, too. I think we say it every year. They ruin it by not waiting. But this one's a cool one. This is Mila Kunis, who's married to Ashton Kutcher, and Demi Moore, who used to be married to Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
They're together in an AT&T commercial. I don't know if I can
They're going to play the whole current wife, ex-wife, that whole
game. Yeah, it's like some kind of homecoming thing and who's more popular or whatever. But they both look amazing, I have to say. I don't know if I could go and be with the ex-wife on a commercial.
I could for $1 million.
Well, that's probably true.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess it was Mila or whatever her name is. Yeah. I guess it was her idea to bring on Demi in it. And people are loving it.
Yeah. I think part of the reason they release these commercials this early now is they're afraid they're going to leak anyway.
Well,
this
but
they've got a little bit of control over it, but I don't know. I don't know why they do it. I agree with you 110%. Half the pleasure of watching the Super Bowl in years past was to see the commercials.
Yeah.
But when you see them a month out, three weeks out.
They don't do anything.
Exactly.
Yeah, all of a sudden, it's like, okay, it's I've seen that. It doesn't surprise me at all.
Well, we're going to post this. And by the way, Demi Moore is 59. She looks freaking amazing in this.
Yeah, I saw her picture.
Oh, my God.
She looks good.
Yeah, she looks really good. So we'll put that on our Facebook
page. Yeah, they're already circulating. So you're going to see a lot of these, especially now that one's out.
Oh,
you're going to see a flood of these things over the next couple of weeks.
Runs it, man.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.